Hey, all you traders and investors out there, thanks for joining me once again. This is Thoughts of Trading with Trade Doc. The segment's called Eye on the Market, where I go over a list of 32 ETFs to see where the opportunity is at, trade some options, maybe some earnings on a few stocks. Today is May 17th, 2020, about almost 4 p.m. It's 3:50 p.m. So the future is going to open up in about 2 hours. So maybe you catch this before then. Usually I summarize what I did last week. Just did an earnings trade, had the short over the weekend on the Qs, took a little off of that, left a whole lot on the table. I was kicking myself because the options, I gotten them at like 240 around there, and they went sold all the way up to 800 on Friday, and I was busy working, so I didn't do anything, just closed out the position as soon as I was up a little bit. I was up 50%, but that one went up another 400% from where I had it, but never got back in it. Can't get myself for that. Another one that closed out 400% profit last week was the remaining of the trade that I had left over from earnings. It was a free trade, but it brought in all the profit. It was Ally, Ally. That one was closed out. One that didn't go through was I had a bullish position in EWZ, and that one I lost, not 100%, but closed out on Friday. But I still have a few verticals left in EWZ for the long term, maybe a calendar as well. So I'm looking at EWZ. Another one I got into was Mexico. I bought some stock there, not 100% position, but I put a third of position in there. It's picked up a little bit over 30 shares, but I'm looking to make a full position on that, depending how the bounce goes. Maybe I switch and do options, depending how the volatility goes in EWW, but I looked at it. From doing this podcast, I take a look at all the ETFs, and that gives me the idea because it gives me like a half hour of looking at the charts. So it helps me out. Hopefully it helps you guys out, just getting my opinion on things. And I trade a lot of options mostly. But in EWW, I had to buy stock. So I just had shares. I was up a little bit on it. Now, as of Friday, it was down because EWW went down. Just got to see if there's a support area where I can add in some more positions. Another one was Sundial Growers, SNDL. I had traded them before in the past, but luckily I just came across it when I was scrolling. I was at work on the phone, and I'd seen that they were coming out with earnings, so I sold some puts, I bought some shares, and I'm hoping to sell some calls against those shares, and they were up on Friday like 20%, like I was up 30% on the position. Now, I didn't do anything with it, I just took the assignment, and I wanted to own them, especially when they were trading at 40 cents, so that's when I bought the first 100. It was like at 40 cents. And that day, I just kept on adding to it. But the price didn't move. It just stayed at 40 cents. It was like in the after hours. It went up a couple pennies. And then when it opened up on Friday, it was up. So, and I didn't get to look at it. I didn't see exactly what happened. But I looked at it more. It was like 10:30 around there when I checked on it. And I didn't care because I had sold some puts. So looking to get a sign because, I sold for 200. It's trading at 40. So that means they had to hit 50 cents in order for that put to be profitable. I had no problem with that. You know, I was just collecting, especially when it was basing out like that. So that was a good trade. Not crazy winner because I didn't put a lot into it. The one I did put a lot into was that short and the Qs, and it went all the way up to 800. I looked at it like on Wednesday. I was like, oh man, it closed out at 500. Thursday, it closed out at, I think it was Tuesday, it closed out at 500. Wednesday was like 700. Thursday was 800. And then Friday was around 800. And it was the 226.50 puts that I had bought. I bought a couple of them just for like an overnighter. I took the profits like it was supposed to, but it just kept on flushing. And that's kind of, you know, I look for the extreme. So I did catch the top on the Qs, but I let go of it as soon as I was in the money. So still made good profit on it. But let's see what else I got going on the next week. I'm looking for some earnings trades now that the market's a little bit negative. I'm swinging EWW and EWZ. Looking for positions in India. That's about it. Besides that, I'm pretty much cash, looking to scope out the next earnings trade, maybe find another swing trade here through the ETFs, but let's just get into it. This is the broad 32. This is Eye on the Market. First up, we always start with oil, USO. And I've been long via USOI, which is like a covered call strategy on oil, ETF type deal. Still haven't gotten the dividend on it. I'm waiting to see what the dividend looks like. So to see if I'm going to keep on being long oil like that. Or I'm going to have to do something different. I like to just do options on it now that the USO, let's just look at USO. USO is up 4.38% on Friday, trading at 22.39. Translated to the future, that's going up to almost 30 bucks. It's trading at 29.78. So that's actually looking good for the future, especially since oil was trading at 10 bucks by the end of April 28th, oil was 10 bucks. You know, some of the contracts were negative, you know, very low on oil futures. One contract was like 7:30. That's why I'm like, some contracts might have been negative, but still, supply, oversupply, maybe if things open up, there'll be more demand for oil, gas, and all that. So, still long, structure looking good. As far as the futures go, made a double at the bottom, now it's branching out. The thing I call branching out is when it just keeps on going up a little at a time. So maybe it's a good time to go in and maybe trade some oil options. Squint trade it, but it looks like it could be a good candidate, same for like calendars. You gotta look at the options because some of them, since they there's some options left over from when they had the reverse split, so you gotta look at it. It's not simple to just go in and look at it. You gotta look at the ones that are gonna fit, and they're doing like 100 shares. This is, I guess it was a 12 to 1 reverse split in oil. Let's just keep moving on. Next is XOP. XOP was up 0.5% on Friday. Friday, and trading at 47.94. They actually broke structure the way that I thought they would. Now they're looking to retrace. Could have had the bounce because they already went down to like 45 to retest. Might come back down to 45 to retest. And not really, they already broke out. They're kind of just like rolling over, not doing a retest. CPE is one that was in there. Callon Petroleum was up 6%. XOP, so I mean, they had a pretty good advance on Friday. The worst performer was RRC, which is one I was looking to short. So it's another one that I'm kicking myself for. I think I had talked about that before. And boom, there it is. I was just not patient on the structure. Just looking at the structure, I know it's going to break down. And man, it broke down Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's another one I missed. But there's still... there's still a little bit room to move to the downside. I shorted it and I covered the same day, but that short, as long as I was willing to hold on it for a week, then I really would have gotten paid. It's kind of like I was just impatient, especially when it gave me something the next day, I just take it. But there it is. Could have been, you know, I should have just put it like a little longer term strategy, so let me capture that. So maybe this is good for everybody, that if you know your strategy is working, give yourself a little time to stick to the plan, especially because missing this is like worse than losing, I think, because at least when you're wrong and you lose, you're wrong. But when you're right and you take a little bit off and then it actually comes all the way down, kind of like the same thing the Q's did, it's almost worse than losing, because it is, you just missed out. But stick to the plan. Maybe I should have just taken a little bit off and waited for a minute and kept on shorting it, because I knew this structure would break down at some point. It took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days from when I initiated, and it did actually go up a little bit higher than I had thought it would peak out. It actually went up from, I was short at 634, and it went all the way up to 672. But right from 672 the next day, I mean, it opened up at 642, and it closed at 540. That was on Wednesday. So that's going to be something that I'm going to actually change. I just put a couple of positions on there, take a little profit, but I let some ride. So with XOP, I mean, this is probably a little bit of a continuation to the downside. There's some crossing. Some moving averages are crossing over. And but I think it's more going to be a consolidation to a negative delta. Next is OIH. They look like they're ready to move a little bit more higher, maybe retest the highs before they consolidate. But they probably go back up to like 117s. Right now they're trading at 101. They were up 0.3% on Friday. This would be like more consolidation. So now that I have been busy, maybe I haven't really deployed a lot of capital, I'll start doing these consolidation trades like I used to, especially in OIH and XOP. Next is UNG, and UNG broke down again. I think I might have mentioned it last week, but they broke structure. Yeah, they had broke structure on Friday, and then they continued on their leg down. So that's typical of their structure. And they're retesting the lows, but they actually broke down below the prior lows. So they're probably going to look for another consolidation and see how low the price can get. For UNG, they were down 1%, trading at 1129, without trying to guess where the next support level would be. Right now, the low is 1104. It'd definitely be below 1104. So easy to say on that consolidation with a negative net delta. Next is XLE, and they're the same thing, kind of rolling over. So I'd say there's consolidation to rolling over this week coming up in the energy sector. So see how the demand goes. XLE trading at $35.99. They were down 0.4%, almost 0.5% on Friday. And just want to take a look at a couple companies in XLE. ConocoPhillips and Pioneer Natural Resources, OXY. Those are the only ones that were up. Kinder McMoran, I mean, these are all Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Chevron. So maybe they'll see a little bit of positive this week, but I think it's more going to be more consolidation to negative delta. Next is XLU. XLU was down 1.25% on Friday. Looks like they're eking their way down. They've just been drifting. But I know most likely there'll be a bounce probably occurring around the 51.25. I'm not sure we're going to mark that. So the high mark would be like 52s, 52.50s, probably be a bounce, but that's kind of I'm looking for a buy zone there. It might spike into those prices just because there was a prior support right in that area. So that's the only trade that I'm looking at. I'd rather be long XLU, the utilities, versus short, because everybody needs gas and electricity. I mentioned an alert there just so, but I'll do that later. Next is XLI, industrial sector. They're coming down and drifting, moving averages across, looking pretty negative here. They were down 0.25% on Friday, trading at 59.46. And yeah, they look like they want to retest the 55.60s. So probably be some, I don't say that every time, but I think this week, I think we might see some sideways to some negative percentages in the market. But again, I'm marking up on the charts, I'm marking up bounce areas, places where I want to get long these sectors. Next is XLB, that's the material sector. They've actually come off their highs quite a bit, from 54.40 to 48. They were up 0.87% on Friday, trading at 50.87. And yeah, same thing here. They could have already had the bounce. So Friday could have marked for Thursday. It looked like actually Wednesday. Yeah, Thursday morning. Just because of that rejection. I say there was a bounce, and I'm looking at it because I have Freeport, FCX, MLM, PKG, NUE on here. And I kind of follow the prices there. They have their own chart going. So, and yeah, I think they have their bounce already. So probably for the material sector, see some definite consolidation to some positive delta. Especially if the bounce did happen, if the rejection, I say not a bounce, but the rejection that created a bounce did happen on Thursday morning, then this definitely consolidate. I probably saw some verticals at the 46, some 46 verticals, just to be safe, because you could easily retest the 4750s. And even the 46s. So a retest of the 46s is possible, but also the charts look like a bounce did happen on Friday for rejection that caused the bounce, I should say. And I'm marking up the charts writing bounce on it because that's where I want to get long. So I'll move up a little bit. XME, metals and mining. They've done very good from their lows of 1386, so trading at 1896. Just recovered the highs of $20.40, which is almost 100%. So let's just give you the percentage because I'm kind of curious myself. That's a 46% bounce from the lows. And XME, I'd like to get long again. It's just kind of rolling over right now. Good support for XME where I'd like it would be around 17. Right now, they're trading at 1896. Next is the NJ sector. Nothing going on there. Still trading at 12. Was up 8% on Friday. I said I got long. I think people are looking into the NJ sector now, so I did get long SMDL, Sundial Growers. So, I mean, a 40 cent stock, I was trading at like $1, $1.50. They got options, pretty liquid because I got filled already. And it was, I didn't put a lot into it, but earnings are good. They were up 20%. So MJ sector, I might see a bounce here. After recovery from $8, they've moved up to 12. So pretty respectable. Moving averages are starting to cross positive. They were up 8% on Friday while the rest of the market was down. So probably something there. Next is XBI. And that's the biotech sector. Biotech's made an all-time high on Tuesday of 107.06. Right now they're trading at 102.67. They came down from the highs, like they were down, yeah, like 5% or something one day. I was like, well, but I don't think I've lost it, so I'm looking to get short, not on XBI, but on the healthcare sector. Next is XLV, which is the healthcare sector. Oh, and it looks like I gotta get in now because they're kind of basing out at the top. I mean, this normally is really bullish. Let's say they don't break. And it's usually the structure. I mean, they paused out pretty for a pretty good long time. Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Pfizer. I'm following their prices and things like that. So it looks like this top was already in on April 27th. It was when the highs were already in for those companies. So as for healthcare, April 27th, they were trading at 101.02. So it's looking like a good short. The healthcare sector, I'm thinking of selling some call verticals, a lot of them, for a long term, all different months. Next is XRT, so they are actually going to come up. So there's a few companies in here that are going under, but the rest are going to be supportive. So definitely looking for the strong companies in the retail sector. Retail was up 2% on Friday, and trading at 36.95. The options are, I just been liking trading liquid stuff, so options are pretty liquid in XRT, but I'd be looking more for the companies, especially when I was short JCPenney a while ago, like for earnings, and now they're coming out with bankruptcy. So that was another one that I should have just held the short for a long term, so I'm going to do that. The ideas should, I'm not going to look at narrow short-term ideas, like I'm going to have the follow-through. That's pretty much my problem, is the follow-through. Next is XLP, and XLP looks like it came off the highs a little bit, but still, this is bullish. So XLP looking like it might consolidate, even move up to retest the 60 ones again. Next, XLOI, so definitely rolling over. I have a mark looking for them to retrace back down to 105. Right now they're trading at 115. They're up 1% on Friday. And actually, the company in XLY are pretty strong. They're actually making all-time highs. On the chart, I have Amazon, Home Depot, and McDonald's. So those are three to watch in this sector. And it's definitely looking a lot stronger in the sector as itself. So there's probably something in here again as far as looking for the good ones and the ones that are just going to keep rolling down. Next is SMH, down 2.25%. Structure has been broken. I think they've been stretched out for a while. So looking for the technology sector to slow down a little bit, even consolidate. But SMH could definitely come back down to 122. Right now, they're at 131. Next is the real estate sector, IYR. Again, another broken structure. It's going to be tough for them to come back from, because usually when this happens, they're just rolling over right now. So this is an easy trade where it's negative delta to a consolidation trade. Now going through this, doing this podcast, I can see the opportunity where it is. Next is the financial, XLF. Same thing here, rolling over, consolidation, negative delta, could come back to retest the 1945s. I mean, banks, the situation, the economy hasn't rolled up. These guys are being held up from the Fed money. Next is TLT, a little bit. They were down 0.25% on Friday. And TLT, same thing. I mean, I'm negative against the bonds. Sometimes I'm bullish, sometimes I'm bearish, depending on the news. But that's what's going down. I'm not going to get through all the charts today, but I'm going to pick out GDX, which is coming out and breaking out into an all-time highs, up 4%. So this is one that I'm looking for a retracement short, even a reversal on. So it could be a reversal in these gold miners now that they're kind of extended from the highs that they were at. But again, we have to follow the gold prices with this GLD. Trading at 163.93, they were up 0.5%, and GLD is breaking out. So wait for GLD to finish the breakout, then go into short GDX. Till next week, thanks for listening. Good luck. Peace.
now.